不过等一下我会再说这件事情 sorry 啊，真的看见你们今天这样的顺服，我心里面真的那种感觉我不知道怎么说出来。
I just want to say sorry.
我为你们高兴，我要流泪，我为你们高兴，但是泪流不出来。
I see your obedience, and I have a very mixed emotion within me. I feel like I want to cry, but I have no tears.
等一下我会继续分享这件事情。
So I will talk about this in a while still.
我相信我们所信的神是活神。
We know that our God, the God we believe in, is a living God.
他在我们当中，他在工作。
He's among us and he's working through us.
纵然我们有软弱。
Even though we are weak.
但主他在当中，他要向我们心说话。
But our Lord, he's among us and he will speak to
us. 今天在这里跟大家一同思想的是摩西。
And today, we are going to consider Moses.
今年因为我在思想今年的整个主题。
And as I think about our theme for this year,
虽然没有写在外面,
even though we didn't put our theme up in the hall,
我们今天在大的主题里面就要受主栽培。
But indeed, our theme this year is to be trained up in the Lord,
也能够为主所悦。
And so that we can be used by our God.
所以当我们在思想很多圣经人物的时候,
so when we consider all these people, these biblical figures,
我基本上大的方向是从神在他身上所做的工作我们一同来学习。
Generally, I would like us to all learn from the work that God has done through these people.
所以今天我们来思想摩西。
So today we're going to think about Moses.
如果要说摩西，好几次都说不完。
If we want to really talk about Moses, it will take quite a number of sermons to go through.
但我们今天也不能够说完。
But today we are not going to talk about Moses from all angles.
我估计只能够讲前面一点点。
I think even with this sermon, I can only touch on a little bit of Moses.
刚才我们在读圣经的时候。
Just now when we were reading the Bible,
我们知道说为什么我们说摩西是在神家敬中的器皿。
Now we know Moses is a vessel faithful in Lord's house.
因为当我们看回民数记十二章的时候，
because as we read Numbers chapter 12,
当民数记十二章里面它里面讲了三个人物。
In Numbers chapter 12, the Bible talks about three different people.
当然是摩西、亚伦、米利暗。
So they are Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
他们之间是什么关系？
What's their relationship?
他们是兄弟姐妹。
They're siblings.
但是呢，当我在看的时候，
But as I read through this,
他们来起来反对摩西。
They began to talk against Moses.
他所怨的一件的事情，就是说摩西娶了古示的女子，就毁谤他。
The one accusation they used was that Moses married a Cushite wife.
但当你继续看下来的时候，
But as you read through the Bible,
你会看见他们真正的目的不是。
You realize that their real motivation isn't that.
你看第二节。
As you read verse 2,
他说，难道耶和华当与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？
They said, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked, hasn't he also spoken through us?
真正的原因是他们不服摩西的领导。
The true reason is they were disobedient to Moses' leadership.
以致他们起来挑战摩西。
And so they rose to challenge Moses.
但感谢主。
But thankfully,
我们的神就在当中他行了奇事。
Our God performed a miracle among them.
他把他们三个人都召集过来。
The Lord called all three of them.
神给摩西写的一个评语。
And God has given this comment about Moses.
他写了这么一句话。
The Lord said this one thing.
他说我的仆人摩西不是这样。
He said, but this is not true of my servant Moses.
他是在我全家敬重。
He is faithful in all my house.
摩西是在神家中敬重。
Moses is faithful in all of God's house.
我们今天在这里思想的一件的事情。
And so this is the one thing we want to consider
today. 就在神家敬重的这个器皿摩西，我们从他身上看见神那个工作的轨迹。
That we can see. We can see God's work in Moses, this faithful vessel in God's house.
以致我们知道我们如何行在神的心意里面。
And so hopefully we would know how we can walk in our God's will.
所以看摩西通常从他三个方面来看。
And as we consider Moses, we can usually look at the three different things or different stages of Moses' life.
摩西他的一生当中有三个四十年。
There were three 40 years in Moses' life.
前面的四十年。
The first 40 years.
是从一个弃婴变成一个王子，埃及的王子。
He, from an abandoned child, he became a prince of Egypt.
第二个的四十年，他从一个埃及的王子变成一个牧羊人，在旷野里面。
And then in the second 40 years, he turned from a prince into a shepherd in the wilderness.
最后神在荆棘的那个异象里面把他召出来。
And then God called Moses from the burning bush.
啊，这里面我用那个神人，只是说神所愿的器皿啊。
And this, man of God, this expression is talking about how Moses is someone who God uses greatly.
为了方便的记忆，把它凑成六个字啊。
And I condensed that into five Chinese characters.
那我们再来思想。
And so as we consider this.
刚才我们所读的经文里面，
through the Bible passage we just read，
我们讲到那个他们起来挑战，
we talked about how Aaron and Miriam came to challenge Moses，
但神给他的一个评语，
but God made this comment on Moses，
他是在神家里面敬重的，
he's faithful in my house。
那么当我们看回他的出生的时候，
and when we looked at Moses birth.
我们回到出埃及记。
We go back to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记这里面告诉我们摩西出生了。
In Exodus, the Bible talks about Moses' birth.
在那个环境里面非常的险恶。
And it was a very dangerous situation.
因为有不论是这个约瑟的王起来，然后他们那个法老起来，他们就在那里迫害以色列民。
Because Pharaoh, king of Egypt, there was a king of Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph, and he started to persecute the Israelites.
他们让两个收生婆啊，当他们去接生的时候，把男的就把他杀死了。
Now, the king asked two midwives to kill all the Hebrew boys.
还好这两个收生婆敬畏神。
But the two midwives, they feared God.
以致摩西留下来了。
And so Moses was able to survive.
他父母见他俊美。
And his parents saw that he was a
fine child.
They hit him for 3 months.
后来不能再藏了。
When they could no longer hide him.
然后他们就做一个蒲草箱。
They made a papyrus basket.
在这箱子里面呢，涂满了石，那个石漆跟石油。
And they coated the basket with tar and pitch.
就把它放在那个尼罗河里面。
And then they placed the basket in the river Nile.
他的姐姐在那里看。
And then his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him.
当然，故事一直发生下去。
And now the story continued.
那个法老的女儿出来在河上洗澡。
And Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe.
以致她的使女们看见了。
And then her attendants saw the basket.
就把它拿过来。
And they took the basket.
因为他们的可怜她。
And because they had pity on the child.
所以他就在那里说，可以请一个人来帮忙。
So Pharaoh's daughter said, "Oh, we can ask a Hebrew woman to nurse this baby."
这个时候，她的姐姐出现。
And so this is when Moses' sister came.
就把摩西的母亲请过来做奶妈。
And asked Moses' mother to nurse this baby.
当她把孩子带回家的时候。
And as they took the child back home,
她不单单有机会养她自己的儿子。
She not only had the opportunity to raise her own child,
她还可以从法老那里拿工钱啊。
She was even paid for that.
那么这个是出埃及在讲这件事情。
And so the book of Exodus talked about this.
圣经在记载摩西出生的时候，有三个地方都讲到。
And throughout the Bible, there are three different places that spoke about Moses' birth.
我们知道说，在使徒行传同样讲到这件事情。
In Acts, it also talked about this.A story.
使徒行传第七章
Acts chapter 7.
它是讲的斯提凡受害。
It was talking about Stephen's martyrdom.
所以斯提凡在那边讲了一篇道。
And Stephen delivered a sermon.
把以色列民过去的历史讲一遍。
and spoke about the Israelites' history.
中间他提到了摩西。
And then he mentioned Moses.
他说摩西生下来俊美辉煌。
He said, when Moses was born, he was no ordinary child.
在他的父亲家里无养了三个月。
And he was cared for 3 months by his family.
在出埃及记里面也是这样讲的。
And the book of Exodus also talks about the same thing.
在使徒行传里面也是这样讲的。
And it's also mentioned in the book of Acts.
他父母看他俊美辉煌。
His parents saw that he was no ordinary child.
就把他留了三个月。
And so they kept him for
后来没办法留了，才把他换出去。
When they could no longer hide him, they put him out onto the River Nile.
但在新约圣经里面有一本非常宝贵的书。
Now, in the New Testament, there is another very precious book.
那个是希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews.
常常有人说希伯来书像一把钥匙。
Often people say the book of Hebrews is like a key.
希伯来书怎么说呢？
What does the book of Hebrews say?
希伯来书，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
It says, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months.After he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
当我们在读出埃及记、读使徒行传的时候，我们常常看见他父母觉得他俊美辉煌，就把他留住。
So when we read the book of Exodus or the book of Acts, we thought that his parents were keeping him because he was no ordinary child.
我们当中做父母的
，and the parents among us.
你觉得你的小孩俊美吗？
Do you think your child is no ordinary child?
你们觉得你们的小孩俊美吗？
Do you think your child is a fine child?
我想每个人都说他的孩子长得最棒，是吧？
I think everyone would say my kids look the best.
当你看回他刚出生的时候，他说长得这么丑，那个时候还说太美了，是吧？
When you look at the photos of them when they were just born, you would say, oh, so, but it looks ugly, but you still say they're fine children.
所以我们在读的时候觉得说，他父母觉得他俊美非凡，所以把他留住，常常有一点误区的。
So, as we read those two other books, we may mistake the reason for his parents keeping him to be just seeing that he was no ordinary child.
这里告诉我们是因着信。
But here, the book of Hebrews,
it tells us that
they did that by faith.
他才不怕亡命。
By faith, they were not afraid of
the king's edict,
and they kept him for 3 months.
信什么？
What did they have faith in?
他信什么？
What did they have faith in?
所以他能够因着信把他留下来。
By faith, they kept him, they hid him for 3 months.
他信什么？
What did they have faith in?
这里给我们看见他的父母，他从心里面他相信神那个主宰。
And here it shows us that Moses' parents trust in God's sovereignty.
如果说早出生了，如果摩西早出生
，If Moses was born
没有遇见那两个收生婆
，If Moses was born before the two midwives，
可能他就没有机会留下来了。
Maybe he couldn't survive.
如果说摩西迟了
，If Moses was born late，
可能他没有这种的遭遇
，He may not have experienced this。
所以你看见神在主宰着整件的事情
，And so we can see God's sovereignty throughout this whole thing。
第二件事情，看见神在当中的保守。
And then they trusted in God's protection.
不单单神在保守。
God didn't only protect them.
神跟着使用他身边的人在保护他。
God also used the people around them to protect.
所以你会看见他的父母亲做了那个蒲草箱。
So you can see Moses' parents made that papyrus basket.
他的父母亲更知道说神在他生命当中有托付。
And his parents knew that God.Had charged Moses with a mission.
就是他们因着信
，by faith，
他们冒死都要把他留下来。
They even risking their own lives, they wanted to keep Moses.
所以当我们来看他神的保护的时候
，and so when we look at God's protection，
你会看见他不但保护，他更在主宰。
You see that God is not only protecting them, God also reigned.
我们查一下那一个蒲草箱啊。
And if we look up the meaning of the papyrus basket,
那个蒲草箱它原文是讲的那个欢舟。
In the original language, the meaning was an ark.
就跟过去所说的那个挪亚欢舟一样。
Just like Noah's ark.
所以其中它有一件的事情。
So what is this one thing it talks about?
摩西是借着这个蒲草箱，他蒙拯救。
Moses through this papyrus basket, he was saved.
在这个蒲草箱的外面。
And outside this papyrus basket,
还有许多的石漆跟石油。
His parents put on tar and pitch.
那就是沥青啊。
Tar and pitch.
我们在路上开车的那个沥青。
It's like the bitumen on our road.
所以整件事是神在保守。
And so the whole thing God protected.
当我们在看神的保守的时候。
And it was as we consider God's protection.
他如何来保守我们？
How does God protect us?
借着这个蒲草箱。
Through this papyrus basket.
借着这个欢舟。
Through this ark.
其实是讲到借着这个拯救。
It signifies salvation.
另外一件的事情。
And the other thing.
他借着外面的那个保护。
Through the outward protection.
其实我们看回我们自己的生命里面。
If we look at our own lives.
今天我们怎么样蒙神的保守。
Today, how God protects us.
我们今天神怎么样来保守我们
？How does God protect us today？
我们看几段经文你就知道。
We can read a few passages.
当哥罗西书写到这里的时候
，In the book of Colossians，
它是救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
It talks about God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness，
把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面
，And brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves。
今天我们成为神的儿女
，And today we've become children of God。
是神把我们从黑暗里面牵出来。
God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
进到他爱子的国度里面。
And brought us into the kingdom of the Son.
我们今天能够坐在这里。
Today we can sit here.
吹着空调。
And we can enjoy the air conditioning.
都不是偶然的。
It's no coincidence.
是神在茫茫人海当中把我们拯救出来。
It's because God has saved us from the world.
把我们从这个黑暗的权势拯救出来，换到他的爱子国度里面。
He rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves.
他写到第三章的第三节。
And in chapter 3, verse 3,
他说你们的生命是跟基督一同藏在神里面。
It says your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
所以我们今天蒙神的保守。
So today, we enjoy God's protection.
是神把我们救出来。
It's because God has rescued
us. 我们要在他救恩里面有份。
And we share in this salvation.
今天要经历神的保守。
And we experience God's protection today.
第一件事，我们要在他的救恩里面有份。
The first thing is that we share in this salvation.
当你来到教会的时候
，as we gather here in the church,
你不要觉得说，哎呦，教会的人很好。
Don't just think, oh, it's great to be among the church.
你很享受在里面。
You enjoy being with the church people.
小心
，but be careful.
要经历神的保守。
You need to experience God's
protection. 你是要进入教会。
You enter into the church.
不是教会，不是进入一个群体。
You're not coming into a community.
是要进入教会。
You're coming into this church.
在基督的身体里面蒙保守。
And you enjoy God's protection within this body of Christ.
因为我们的神是活神。
Because our God is a living God.
他不单单把我们换在他里面。
Not only he's brought us into his body.
圣经还告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
我们的基督在父神的右边，他还常常为我们代求代祷。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is interceding for us at the right hand of God.
所以我们今天我们在他的身体里面，我们蒙神保守。
So today we enjoy God's protection in Christ's body.
我们还有一个代求者。
And we also have this person who's interceding for us. Interceding for us.
他是活神。
He's a living God.
所以当我在思想这个时候。
And as I consider this.
我们来思想神的保守。
We consider God's protection.
等一下我们再讲。
We'll talk about this more.
另外一件事情。
But the other thing also.
摩西不单单蒙神的保守。
Moses did not only had God's protection.
更是在这个埃及，他在那里学了一切的学问。
Also, he was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
圣经告诉我们，他说话行事都有才能。
And the Bible says he was powerful in speech and action.
如果不是在神的保护底下
if he didn't have God's protection,
我们下面的故事就不会再发生了。
We wouldn't have the story that followed.
当他学了所有的学问的时候，下面的故事就不会再发生。
If he didn't learn all the wisdom of the Egyptians, then the story wouldn't continue.
但这里看见神在保守他。
But here we can see God's protection.
所以今天我们回到我们每天的日子里面。
And so if we look at our daily life,
我们如何把最近的事情做在我们的身，让神坐在我们的身上？
How can God do His work on us?
我相信我们神在我们当中。
I believe our God is among us.
因为昨天晚上跟这帮年轻人讲了一番话后，我今天整个讲章换了一个方向。
And last night after a conversation with the young people, I've changed the direction for the sermon today.
所以虽然 PowerPoint 都一样，我整个方向换了一个方向。
Even though it's still the same PowerPoint outline, but I've changed the direction of my sermon.
我记得余宏杰过来的时候。
I still remember when our brother Yu Hongjie was among us.
他要离开的时候跟我讲了一句话。
As he was leaving, he said one thing to me.
他说：“姚牧师，你胆子很大。”
He said, Reverend Yao, you are very brave.
不是做坏事的胆子很大。
Not that he's bold in doing bad things.
他说：“你竟然这样敢怨新人。”
He said, Oh, you're not afraid to use
年轻人
young people.
他不是说年轻人不要服侍啊。
He didn't say that young people didn't need to serve in the church.
那么重要的一个福音聚会。
He said, this such an important evangelistic meeting gathering.
你用年轻人来带领。
You asked some young people to lead that meeting, that service.
你胆子很大。
He said, you're really brave.
我说感谢主了，我过去我都知道了。
I said, thank God, I knew that I was take a lot of risk.
过去陈牧师在的时候，每一次的布道会，我陈牧师讲到，通常是我跟宣牧师两个人带四个。
So usually in the past when Reverend Samuel Chan held evangelistic meetings among us, it usually is either myself or Frank who led the service.
我说这是一个属灵的征战，抢救灵魂，太重要了，是吧？
I said this is a spiritual warfare, and it's very important that we win the souls.
但这一次我看见这帮的年轻人，他们很愿意摆上。
But now this on this occasion, I saw that our young people they were so willing to offer themselves to serve.
我说我也替他们捏了一把汗啊。
And so I said, I also felt nervous for them.
但我每天为他们祷告。
But I prayed for them every day.
我就算要使用他跟余牧师可以配搭，那个圣灵可以同工在当中带领，是吧
？That they could work closely with Yu Hongjie, and I also pray that the Holy Spirit will guide them.
我说那天晚上来的人。基本上都决志信主了，是吧
？And I said, all the non-believers that night all came to believe in Christ, right?
所以他一方面是批评我，因为一方面又不是批评，他说你胆子很大，可以用年轻人起来带啊。
So on one hand, he criticized me for using young people on such an important occasion, but on the other hand, he also said I was a very brave person.
所以当我们看见他们在带领的时候，我们要常常付上祷告的代价。
And so when we see our young people leading our meetings, our gatherings, we must pray earnestly for them.
但当昨天晚上我无意当中听见他们整个敬拜团体说今天要穿牛仔衣上来带领的时候，我吓死我了。
And last night, I overheard when they were talking about wearing jeans up here on stage, I was scared.
所以我下命令说不行哦，要换掉。
And so I asked them not to wear jeans up here.
结果我回家之后
，And then I went home.
跟 Annie 跟诗文三个人好好的有一次谈话。
And I had a very good conversation with Annie and Daniel.
我跟 Annie 诗文关系非常好啊，平时都非常好。
I'm very close to Annie and Daniel.
然后从结婚到现在啊
，Ever since they were married.
因为他结婚之前我有很多要求啊。
Before they were married, I had a lot of requests for them.
包括他弹琴，我一定不让他穿牛仔裤的啊。
And even when she served as the pianist, I asked her not to wear jeans.
但是当她结婚以后，我没有再对她任何要求啊，她已经成年人了。
After she was married, I no longer raised these kind of requests with her because she she's an adult.
但昨天晚上那一场的讲话才讲那么几句。
And last night,
喝一碗汤的时间啊。
Just through the time when we shared supper, we had a very quick conversation.
他们两个代表年轻人，好好跟我谈话。
They talked to me on behalf of the young people.
我很感恩，我很感恩。
And I give thanks to God.
啊，我在听，我在听。
I listen to them.
And he said, 老爸，你的态度不行。
And he said that you have the wrong attitude.
你不能够这样的要求。
You can't ask the young people to do that.
你也不能够这样下命令。
You can't give a command like that.
他们是在澳洲长大的。
They grew up here in Australia.
跟你是整个那个文化不一样。
They grew up in a totally different culture from your culture.
你要好好跟他们去谈。
You must talk to them.
有什么要求，
gently.
你要好好跟他们谈。
You must if you have any asks, you must talk to them gently.
啊，让他们知道，是吧？
So that they know.
因为在这个主堂里面有89%的是这个 culture， 是吧？
Because in the main sanctuary, 80-90% of the people came from a different culture to them.
他说，如果你这样讲的话，就让他们很受伤啊。
If you talk in the way you did last tonight, then you're going to hurt them.
然后诗文还给我提醒啊。
And Daniel also reminded me.
你知道有很多教会牧师上讲台都是穿那个 T 恤，然后穿牛仔裤，只是没说穿拖鞋啊。我看见了，有穿拖鞋的，有。
Daniel said, "Do you know a lot of pastors here in Australia? They even preach in their T-shirts, in the shorts, and even wearing thongs."
我都在听，我都听他们在讲啊。
And so I listened to them.
很严肃了，很严肃了。
It was a very serious discussion.
又是很舒服的讲啊。
But also, it was a very comfortable discussion.
其实他们两个是在批评我。
And indeed, the two of them, they were actually criticizing me.
然后我突然间问他一句话。
And so I asked them one thing.
我说我如果有要求，可能会受伤，可能会有一些人离开啊。
I said, if I gave them these requests, maybe some of them would feel hurt, or some of them might even leave.
然后我提了一个问题。
But I asked them this question.
我说这十几年来。
I said through the past. 10 years or more.
我看见Alan 牧师，看见Tim的夫妇，他们在那里啊，都是那么的保护他们。
I've seen how Alan and Tim and John how they've helped them and protecting them.
为什么还有那么多就这样离开了？
But how come a lot of them still left?
一到高中毕业他就走了。
As soon as they got into university, they just left.
我讲完以后，Annie要哭了。
And when I finished saying that, Annie was almost in tears.
轮到她激动了。
It was her turn.
她的眼泪要拔出来了。
Emotional.
她说：“你知道吗？英文堂很多的小孩子都是被父母逼的来教会聚会的啊。”
She said, she was almost in tears. She said, do you know that?A lot of young people in our English congregation, they were forced by their parents to be here.
有没有被你父母逼的？
So I don't know whether you are being forced here by your parents.
但更重要另外一件事情。
But more importantly,
就是他在教会如果没有跟主有接触的话，
if they don't encounter our Lord here at church,
他出去了，那么世界那么美好。为什么不出去？
When they go into the world, they see such a wonderful world. Why don't they just enjoy that?
这是第一件事进到我脑袋瓜里面。
And so that was the first thing that entered into my mind.
第二件事，这其实
the second thing,
不是他提出来的，很多牧者都讲到年轻人都讲了这件事情。
It's not what she raised, but a lot of pastors mentioned this when they talk about youth ministry.
很多年轻人在教会里面，他看不到长辈的那个见证。
A lot of young people, they can't see the testimonies or the life witness from the older generations.
他们来到教会，他知道说主要的是圣洁的。
They as they come to the church, they need to see that our Lord is asking for holiness.
我们要过圣洁的生活。
We must live a holy life.
但是,
but
他们看到了很多不圣洁的东西在教会。
Often they see a lot of unholy things.
是吧, 照样外面做的事情, 照样弟兄姐妹在做。
They bring their habit into the church from the world.
所以很多年轻人, 等到他自由的时候他就走了吧。
So a lot of young people, when they can enjoy their freedom, they would just leave.
所以给我一个很深的一个提醒。
And so it's a reminder to myself.
但我要讲的点不在这里。
But this is not my point.
一方面当我在听他们在讲的时候, 我自己心里面在悔改。
On one hand, I repented as I listened to them.
他们在整个预备的过程当中, 我没有参与一次他们在练习。
I didn't join their practice, not even once, as they prepared for this service.
我只是在网络上, 在email上面, 看见他们所挑的诗歌。
I only reviewed the song list over email.
所以他们提醒说, 诶, 你是要他真正遇到主, 还是 只是注重外面的东西。
And so the reminder to me is that do you want them to truly encounter our Lord or do you want them to focus on the outward things?
短短的那么一点时间,
and so through that very short time,
当他走了以后, 我跪在主的面前,
after they left, I knelt down before our Lord.
我跟主说,
and I said to our Lord,
今天他们来穿什么衣服都不要紧,
today it doesn't matter what they wear on stage.
我知道要思想前面的事情。
I know we need to consider what's ahead of us.
但是我今天一进来, 我看见他们全部换掉的时候,
but today when I came in here and I saw, you know, what they were wearing today,
我一方面我在感恩,
on one hand I give thanks to our God,
我一方面在敬拜主,
on the other hand I worship our God,
我也一方面对这帮的年轻人, 我更有信心,
and also at the same time I have faith in our brothers and sisters.
如果说你今天有参加麦琴读经的话, 今天
if you follow the church Bible reading plan today, we read two different passages today.
第一处的经文, 诗篇 143篇,
Psalm 143,
第八节,
verse 8.
如果你早上邻居有读的, 你就知道, 你有圣经可以换起来。
You can turn your Bible to Psalm 143.
诗篇 143篇,
Psalm 143,
第八节,
verse 8.
他说,求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言,
let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love.
因我依靠你,
for I have put my trust in you.
求你使我知道当行的路, 因我的心仰望你。
Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
当我在读了下来, 我读到这里的时候, 我就用这句话我向主祷告。
So when I read this, I used this Bible verse to pray to our God.
我说主啊, 求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言, 因为我在依靠你。
I said, Lord, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you.
然后求你使我知道当行的路, 因为我的心仰望你。
Please show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
我读完以后, 我也做这样的祷告完以后,
and after I read the Bible, I pray this.
我知道我们继续读下去, 是吧?
And we continue to read the Bible.
我们的下一章就是今天马太福音的18章。
And then the next passage is
Matthew
chapter 18.
马太福音 we read today. 18章就是刚才我在念的第二节跟到第四节。
And Matthew chapter 18, the verses I read a while back.
然后当我读到第六节的时候,
and when I read verse 6,
第六节说, 凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒,
it says, but if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin,
倒不如把大磨石拴在人的颈项上沉在深海里,
it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
当我在读这一句话的时候,我重复的在读。
So I repeatedly read this verse.
我向主悔改。
And I repented
这里面提醒我,
before our Lord. It reminded me.
如果因为我
，if I'm the cause，
让信的这个一个小子跌倒，你就把他扔在海里面一样。
For any of these little ones who believe in our Lord to sin, it would be better for me to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
所以我说，我们的神是真神。
So I said, our God is a living God.
他是活神。
He's a living God.
啊，当我按照过去的传统我的要求的时候
，So as I raise these demands according to our tradition,
神就兴起我最亲的旁边的人就跟我讲话。
God raised up to those who were closest to me to talk to me.
很舒服的讲话，但是很严肃的讲话。
It was a very comfortable discussion, but it was also
我不知道他们跟我讲是不是很严肃，我心里面觉得非常严肃的事情。
I don't know about them, but to me it was a very serious discussion.
老爸，你不能这样。
So they said, Dad, you must not do this.
当我回到主的面前的时候
，And so as I go back to our Lord.
主让我在诗篇里面看见，我们要回到主的面前来依靠他，来仰望他。
Our Lord, through the psalm, reminded me to come before our Lord and put my trust in Him and lift up my soul to Him.
那你清晨就得听他慈爱之言。
And then the morning will bring me word of His unfailing love.
主的慈爱之言是什么
？What is our Lord's unfailing love?
可能对你对我不一样。
It may be different to you to me.
但我知道说神今天透过这句话跟我说话。
But I know today, God has spoken to me through this Bible passage.
他说，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒，倒不如把大摩士拴在这个人的颈项，沉在海里面去。
Because the Bible says, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
所以我早上非常的非常的高兴啊，知道说主是活的就在这里。
So I was very joyful this morning because I know our God is a living God and His and we have His presence among us.
当我从那边讲到出来，我一看见他们在上面的时候，我心里面就满了感恩，也满了愧疚。
And so I was filled with thanksgiving when I saw these young people on stage, but I also felt guilty.
Sorry.
真的，
我看见神在我们当中，是吧
？Truly, I can see God's presence.
虽然我们有软弱
，even though we are weak,
但主站在，他跟你讲话。
But our Lord speaks to us.
所以我们在主里面，我们不是在要求。
So we're not just demanding anything from
each other. 而是我们在主里面，我们彼此在配搭。
But we are working with each other in the Lord.
所以，我今天早上起来的时候，整个那个方向全部改了。
So I changed the direction of my sermon this morning.
当我们在思想神在我们身上要做什么样工作的时候
，And so when we consider what work God is going to do on us,
我想了几件的事情。
I've thought about a few things.
我们当中有许多的初信的弟兄姐妹。
New believers,
或者说信了很久的弟兄姐妹
or even those who have believed for a long time,
他们有一天都会离开我们这里
One day they may leave this church.
哦，可能读书，可能工作，都有
Maybe because of their study, maybe because of their work.
但当他们离开的时候
，But as they leave,
他们是否还在经历着主的那个保守
？Would they continue to enjoy God's protection?
我们当做什么事情
？What do we need to do?
也就是说，当他在这里的时候，我们是否把他带到主耶稣里面去
？In other words, do we bring them to Christ when they are still here?
是不是我们陪伴他，让他每一天可以从神的话语里面听见神跟他讲话
？Do we walk with them so that they can listen to what God has to say to them through their Bible reading?
如果他在救恩里面有份
，If they share in this salvation,
他认识的主。
They know our Lord.
他知道怎么跟主交通。
They know how to talk to our Lord.
那他就经历了主那个保守。
Then they can experience God's protection.
我们当中还有很多的年轻人。
And there are many young people among us.
我不相信再过十年你们还在这里。
I don't think 10 years later, all of you will still be here.
因为各种各样的原因，你们可能会去到世界各地去。
Because of the different reasons, you may go out to different parts of the world.
但如何来经历主的保守？
So how can we still experience God's protection?
一方面，我们在这里，我们有机会要认识主。
So on one hand, we need to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹不是只是来到教会就这样哈。
We don't just come here and just enjoy being here.
在这里要真的认识我的主。
We must truly come to know our Lord here.
我随时叫你起来讲个见证。
I may ask you suddenly to come up here and share your testimony.
我说你起来讲一见证，你跟主之间什么关系
？Come and share your testimony. What's your relationship with our Lord?
你讲得出来吧
？Are you able to share that?
你讲得出来吗
？Are you able to?
另外一件事。
And then another thing.
我们的主在父神右边，一直为我们代求代祷。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is interceding for us at the right hand of God.
我们今天有没有代祷
？So do we intercede for each other?
我看见那个阿婷把很多名字开始列出来，然后我们一直在祷告，我很感恩。
I saw Ting making a list of all the people that we need to pray for, and I'm filled with thanksgiving.
我们为了很久都没来教会的弟兄姐妹，我们在祷告。
We've been praying for those who haven't been to this church for a long time.
昨天有一个妈妈说，我的儿子明天会回来。
And yesterday, a mother told me, my son is going to come back to church tomorrow.
高兴啊
And I was very happy.
我今天看见他来了
And today I saw him.
高兴啊
I was very happy.
昨天晚上另外一个姐妹说，哎呦，他明天会来，我们每天都为他祷告。
And then, yesterday, another sister said, oh, someone is going to come because we've been praying for that person every day.
我们在教会的小组里面，我们也一直为他祷告哦。
And in our cell group, we continue to pray for that person.
感谢主。
And so we give thanks to God. Our God, our Lord listens to our prayer.
所以当我们在思想神在我们生命当中要做的时候
，So when we consider what God would do in our lives,
我们是不是把他们带到那个救恩里面
？We need to consider, do we bring these people into God's salvation?
我们是不是常常为他们带到
？Do we always intercede for them?
第二件的事情。
The second thing,
我再简单的讲第二件的事情。
And I'll just touch on this briefly.
当摩西在那个埃及里面
，When Moses was in Egypt,
使徒行传他这里这样写的。
The Book of Acts,
当他40岁的时候
，When Moses was 40 years old,
他就开始出去了。
He went out.
结果出去他就碰见一件事情。
He went out and he saw one thing.
埃及人呢可以欺负以色列人。
He saw the Egyptian ill-treating the Israelites.
所以他一生气把他抓了就把他打死了。
So he went to the Israelites' defense and
他还以为他在
Egyptian.
他还以为说这以色列民会卖他的账。
He thought that would win the hearts of the Israelites.
没想到第二天又发生一件事情。
But on the next day, another thing happened.
两个以色列人在以色列民他们自己基本上人他们自己在打架。
The Israelites they were fighting among themselves.
所以又出来了。
And so he came out again.
说谁立你为我们的审判官
？But then the Israelites said, who made you ruler and judge over us?
你还想把我们打死，像昨天你打死埃及人一样
？Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
哦、oh, ，所以因着这件事，他说：“昨天打死人的事被人家知道，赶快跑了。”
And so, Moses realized that someone saw him killing the Egyptian, so he ran.
你看见摩西，他一长大以后，他就开始要出来啊，抱不平了。
And so, when you see Moses when he grew up, he wanted to, be this hero.
但当你如果只读圣经这一处的时候，你会看见说摩西很无奈的。因为犯错了，所以不得不逃跑。
But so when you read this Bible passage, you may think that Moses had no choice other than to flee.
但同样，我们回到那个希伯来书来看的话
，But again, if we go to the book of Hebrews,
这里面同样写到摩西是因着信。
You realize that again, Moses by faith,
他就不肯称为法老女儿的儿子。
By faith, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's
daughter. 这里面有几件的事情。
So a few things here.
他不但不肯在里面称为法老的那个女儿的儿子。
Not only he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
另外，他宁可与神的百姓同受苦害。
But also he chose to be ill-treated.
他都不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
Rather than enjoying the fleeting pleasure of sin.
你读下来的时候。
So as you read this.
你就知道说摩西不是因为那件事他不得不跑了。
You would know that the reason Moses fled the land wasn't only because of that incident.
他知道他生命中的托付。
But he knew the mission of his life.
神开他的眼睛,
God opened his eyes.
让他因着信,
so that by faith,
他看见那不能看见的主,
he could see the Lord who's invisible.
所以他因着信,
and so by faith,
他不愿意在埃及里面,
he refused to stay in Egypt.
他愿意跟神的百姓同受苦害,
he was willing to be ill-treated along with the people of God.
你知道他在做王子的时候, 那个要什么有什么是吧?
So you know, as a prince of Egypt, he had everything that he wanted.
出来就受苦啊。
But if you left, as he left, he was going to suffer.
所以要把你环境改变一下，看看你愿意不愿意。
So are you willing to have your circumstances change suddenly?
我跟师母十月一号到五号会去香港参加那个博讯的他们师生会的聚会啊。
Now, I'm going to Hong Kong in November with my wife to attend a gathering by the Cedar Training Center.
然后我偷偷问他一下，我说这一次在香港是在什么地方聚会
？And so I asked them, now this gathering in Hong Kong, where is it going to be held?
他给我写了回了三个字，叫乌溪沙。
And he replied with three words.
记得那个地方啊，我们曾经去过那里聚会过。
We've been there before.
那个条件哇，有一点艰难啊。
So it wasn't a very pleasant place.
其实也没有，就是一个营地了，一个 camp， 大的一个 camp。
It's just a big campsite，
是吧？所以里面有很多不方便的东西啦。
It's not a very convenient location.
说哎呦，有一点挑战啊。
And so I thought, ah, it's quite challenging.
心里面就觉得哦，有一点挑战啊。
And so that's what came to my mind.
有很多不方便的。
It's going to be very inconvenient.
但这个才一点点啊。
But this is only a small thing.
那里也有洗澡了吧，是吧？
You can still have
就跟我们去家庭一样的嘛。
Just like when we go to our family camp.
集体宿舍啊。
We stay in dorms.
也有冲凉啊，什么都有啦。
But there will still be, you know, facilities for shower or anything.
你都觉得哇，有一点挑战。
But still, you would think that, oh, that's going to be a challenge.
这里摩西说他不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Now here, the Bible says Moses refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可与他的百姓同受苦害。
He chose to be ill-treated along with the people of God.
那不是一点点的挑战。
Now that's not just a little bit of challenge.
所以你从这里看见摩西，他不是说因为打死人没辙了，他才逃跑了。
You can see that it was not that Moses had no choice but to leave the land.
他心里面已经起意了。
Because already in his heart, he already set his mind.
只不过神用了奇妙的方法。
But then God used a amazing incident.
把他带到那个旷野去。
To lead Moses into the wilderness.
所以你在这里看见神把他从皇宫里面带出来。
So you can see God led Moses out of the palace.
今天对我们每一个属主的人。
And today to all of us who belong to our Lord.
神同样在这里挑战我们。
Our God also challenged us here.
为了主的名,
for the sake of our Lord,
我们可不可以从舒服的环境里面出来?
Are we willing to leave our comfort zones?
从这个世界里面出来,
to leave this world,
愿不愿意?
Are you willing?
另外一件的事情,
and then another thing,
当你看见那个使徒行传在记载的时候,
as you read the book of Acts,
那个摩西刚刚开始的那种的血气,
Moses, he was He had very bad temper.
所以神把他扔在那个旷野里面去。
And so God led him into the wilderness.
四十年对羊讲话。
For 40 years, he had only sheep to talk to.
所以你会看见那个摩西被神磨成那个样子。
And so God molded Moses into this man.
摩西那个谦和。
His humility.
主知道要让他成为神家里面那个敬重的器皿，需要在他生命当中制作。
God knows that time to become a useful vessel in God's house, God must work on Moses.
所以圣经里面给我们看见那个彼得，那个前面是这样讲话，后面他就三次不认主了。
And so again in the Bible, another example: Peter, he boasted he would never stumble, but then Immediately he disowned Jesus.
他说每一句话放在地上都是可以弹起来的。
Every word he said was convincing.
但是一遇到难处的时候，他就可以不认主，三次不认。
But then as the difficulty came, he disowned his Lord for three times.
另外一件的事情。
And another thing.
我们要知道今天我们所面对的不是属血气的。
And we must know who we struggle against.
不是属血气的那个征战。
It's not flesh and blood.
我们是跟那个恶魔在征战。
Because we are battling the devil.
所以我们彼此的代祷守望。
So we must pray for each other.
不单单是这样。
Keep watch over each other.
我们更要明白我们的神他所要的是什么。
Not just so, we must also know what our God wants.
他借着诗篇里面告诉我们。
And through the psalm, our God says,
他不喜悦马的力大，不喜爱人的腿快。
His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior.
那小心在这里啊，不是说马的腿快不好啊，人的腿快不好，马的力大不好啊。
It's not saying that the strength of the horse or the legs of the warriors are not good things.
当你的腿脚不好，你能够行走，你高兴呐。
If you have bad legs, where at the moment you can walk, you will be very happy.
但在主在这里讲的是，他要的是敬畏他、盼望他、慈爱的人。
But here the Bible says the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love.
他所要的是敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人远远超过那个马的力大人的腿快。
The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love far more than the strength of the horse or the legs of the warrior.
这就是帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
不单单我们不依靠自己。
Not only we don't just rely on ourselves, our own strength. We trust in our God.
我更求神把摩西的最后那个磨练的结果做在我们生命里面。
And we also ask that the trials that Moses went through would be on us as well to shape us.
当他的兄弟、当他的姐姐起来攻击他的时候
，And so when his brother and sister came to challenge him,
神说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的诸人。
God says, now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. So we ask for God's help.
我们今天在这里面来思想的几件的事情。
Today, the few things that we consider today through the scripture.
当然第三个阶段我们没有时间再来思想。
Now we run out of time to go into the third point.
当然他第三件的事情非常的重要。
The third point is also very important.
以后有时间我们再来一同的思想。
We can go through this later.
你要成为神家敬重的器皿，很重要的几件的事情。
If you are to become a useful vessel in God's house, there are three very important things.
你需要有意象。
You need to receive the
vision from God. 需要过分别为圣的日子。
You need to be set apart as holy.
然后你可以在神家里面敬重。
And then you can be faithful in God's house.
所有的东西都可以忘记。
So you can forget everything.
我盼望这几件事情我们回去好好的思想。
But I hope that we will take these few things home and consider them.
这里不单单为了年轻人来祷告。
Here we're not just talking about praying for our young people.
我们为着每一个人来祷告。
We pray for everyone.
你怎么样为他祷告？
How do you pray for everyone?
你今天这个人是你把他带到教会来。
If you have brought someone to church today,
你要怎么样为他守望？
How do you watch over this person's soul?
你坐在你身边的，你认识他的。
Now the person sitting next to you, if you know that person,
你怎样为他守望？
How do you pray for that person?
今天我们当中很多弟兄姐妹，我们都在做生意啊。
There are many business people.
太多太多试探了啊！
There are many many temptations.
你怎么样为他守望？
How do you pray for them?
怎么样为他守望？
How do you pray for them?
哪一件事情最重要？
What is the most important matter?
我们神的家里需要许多的器皿。
In God's house, we need many many useful vessels.
我们如何来挑选这个服事的器皿？
How do we choose those who serve?
你的根据在哪里？
How do we What do you base your choice on?
当然我们不是根据他会做什么。
It's not just based on their ability.
他愿意做什么。
Or whether they're willing to do something.
而是根据他跟主之间的关系是什么。
But the choice must be based on the relationship they have with God.
他今天愿不愿意跟主之间那个美好的关系可以建立起来。
Are they willing to build up a beautiful relationship with God?
如果他跟主的关系好的，那么主在那里带领，在保守他。
When they have a good relationship with God, God will guide that person.
我们每一个，我们愿意不愿意成为这样敬重的人
？So are we willing to become this faithful vessel in God's house?
我们感谢主，这首诗歌很美。
So、give thanks to God.
This be true.
This is a wonderful song. Be true.
很遗憾啊。
But
很遗憾。
It's a shame.
它的英文是原本的诗歌啊，翻译成中文。但是呢，我们平时常常唱的那个中文呢，又不是完全是他翻译出来那段。
The Chinese translation doesn't really match the original lyrics of in English of this song.
所以我这次把中文我们一直唱的那四段我们换在一起啊。那么英文是根据原本的英文那首诗歌换在那里啊。唱英文的你就唱英文的啊，唱普通话的你就唱中文的啊。英文只有三段，普通话四段，然后英文重复一段，啊，也是四段啊。
So, but we still put the lyrics side by side, Chinese and English, even though they don't match each other, but just sing the version, you can.
今天有嘴巴有点问题，口一直干啊。OK, 我们来唱这首诗歌啊。先来弹一遍啊，弹一遍。